Good morning. Today is January 14th, and you're listening to OK, OK, the Honor News for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture is Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25. Jesus said to the disciples, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for me, then you will find true life." The crux of the good news seems at first glance to be a contradiction. To follow our Lord and Savior, we must shoulder his cross. To find true life, we must be willing to lose our lives. God specializes in taking what makes sense to us and turning it upside down. Confessing our belief in Christ as our Savior is only the first step. After we've done that, God calls us to follow Christ. That means that we must do as he did and go where he went. It doesn't mean that we spend our life in Israel as an itinerant preacher, but it does require that we set aside every selfish goal and desire and seek first what God wants for us. This attitude transforms self-centeredness into God-centeredness. To shoulder our cross means that we obey no matter what, even to the point of death. Before they can grow spiritually, our children need to be followers of Jesus. We can pray that they will set aside selfish desires in order to seek God's best. We can pray that they will understand the cost of following Christ and be willing to pay it. As they give up their lives in order to be used by God, they will find true life, and that's a promise. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you say that your followers need to set aside their selfish ambition and shoulder their cross. So help my child to always seek your very best, and to set aside selfish ambitions and desires, and to trust that you have something far better in mind. Lord, you promise that if we give up our lives for you, we'll find true life. So I humbly pray that my own life will be an example of commitment to you. You promise that those who give up their lives for you will find the life that you have for them, the one of complete fulfillment. I pray that my child will give up everything to follow you, and there can be no better way to live. We ask these things in your name, Lord. Amen.